goals Tuesday in Superior power play, and you're seeing why.
Well, they moved the puck really well. They moved the puck left to right, low to high. Cammy was tracking that puck all the way, so clearly she's educated on what they want to do on the power play.
A lot of chances in 49 seconds, they tell you. Still 1-11 to go. Back to the points. Lappert blocked. And now trying to chase it down on the left-hand side. Into the zone. Here comes Yurkowski. A shot and a save with the left pad by Hutchison. Oh, shorthanded chance for the Storm. Back up ice. Into the zone. Webster. Webster tried to go between the defenders. Gets knocked down, but no penalty. Puck in the right corner, now whipped along to the far side boards. Chased down, Bailey Shoup moves it down below the goal. Now in behind the cage, moved to the near side corner. Back over to Shoup on the left-hand side. Back to the point, holding. Now right face-off circle, Reese Sheehan. 35 seconds on the power play. Sheehan still has it. Sheehan, top of the right face-off circle. Into the right corner, taken there by Abby Elliott. Behind the cage, Taylor Fidel fighting for it. Oh, and the stick of one. The Hayward players getting caught up under the boards and now able to grab it and regain control. It's Olivia Webster. Puck moved to the left-hand side. Fight for the puck. Putting some pressure on his Garam. Tick, tick, tick. Down to 10 seconds on the penalty. Still a scrum against the boards. Puck comes loose. Picked up by Webster. Webster. Pass deflected. But keep it. Oh, and then getting knocked down and another penalty coming up as getting taken down was Reese Sheehan. And heading to the box for the Storm will be Jaden Yurkowski. So there is 1 second of 5-on-3, and then it will be another power play coming up for Hutchison. For Hayward.
Kill a penalty and you take another one. They just got to continue what they're doing. Keep them to the outside, clear pucks as much as they can. They're doing a great job of taking away the middle of the rink.
2:35 to go in the second period. Obviously, this 2:35 frame is going to be huge in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of momentum can be gained here.
Went on the draw for Hayward. Left point, Harper Sheehan. Does a 360 with the puck. Now the first penalty ended. Now it's again 5-on-4. Puck below the goal line, left-hand side. With it is Griffiths. Griffiths moves it behind the cage. That's Lizzie Penskover back to the right-hand side. Holding. There's a shot and a stop. Rebound in front and a goal. It bounced off the glove of goaltender Cammy Floor, and the rebound then was poked home, and getting the stick on it for the Hurricanes, it was number 12. That is Reese Duncan, and with 2:14 to go in the second period, we're back to even, 1-1.
Yeah, I didn't see it, Chad. Obviously, a shot from outside got to a rebound. I think, you look at it 20 seconds into that power play, there's still a lot of time in this period. Storm have done a great job of responding throughout the season. I'm sure they will here.
Initial shot was stopped. It bounced off the mitt, and then just real quick reaction that time by Reese Duncan to get it home. 1-1 game. Face-off taken by the Hurricanes. They'll bang it off the boards, and the puck will go all the way down ice. Sophie Boleyn will try to chase it down behind the cage. Puck is moved to the near side boards. Puck is still loose in the central Wisconsin zone. Goes off the near side boards. Back up to center. So now back to center. Moved along the far side boards. Puck has been taken away for a moment by the Storm. Picked up again by the Hurricanes. Back up ice with it now into the zone. Savannah Harris. Harris a shot. Oh, goes just wide to the near side pipe. May have got a piece of the mitt of Cammy Floor. But now the Storm will bring it back up ice. At her own blue line. Good little move. Now coming up into the zone will be Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn drops it off. Heiser a soft shot. Stick to side by Hutchison. Puck in the near side corner. Now it's all on the boards. Knack with it is Boleyn. Boleyn trying to work her way to the upper slot. Had it poked away, and the puck is stolen by the Hurricanes. Puck is battled for near the Hurricane blue line. Oh, pass ahead. Lost the stick of Webster. Webster could have a breakaway. It just bounced off her stick rather hard on the first touch. And the puck taken back by the Storm deep in their own zone. Off the left-hand side, Madeline Kelter. Good move by Kelter. Kelter into the zone. Kelter triple-teamed. Knocked off the puck, and a penalty coming up on the Hutchison Hurricanes. And for the first time today, the Storm will head to the power play with 1:05 to go in the second period, looking to regain the lead.
It was a nice play by Kelter to cut through there, cut through traffic, try to create a penalty because there wasn't a lot of space, but she was able to get some and obviously fell down, creating a power play opportunity here with 1:05 left in the second.
Seems like a big time for it because it felt like Hurricanes kind of had, even they were building on the momentum.
They had some momentum. They've gotten a ton of momentum. They've been trying to stretch the ice a little bit. They're floating somebody behind the defenseman, and as our defensemen get offensive, I think they're going to see them look to stretch it a little bit.
So let's see if the Storm can take advantage of this power play. stepping in is Gabby Heiser to take the draw. Out there as well, Michaela Garam, Jaden Yurkowski, Ava Rohde, and Sophie Bolane. Puck moved along the near side boards. Puck is now moved it forward. Garam, a shot! Stop is made. Rebound chipped below the goal line, left-hand side. Picked up again by Garam. Turns at the dot. Fires it! And getting the glove on it and knocking it away is Hutchison. Right-hand side, Yurkowski. Back to the point. Yurkowski gets it back. Right face-off circle, whiffs on it. Puck is knocked away. Kept in for a moment, then grabbed by the Hurricanes. Back through center ice. With it is Webster. And now a penalty coming up. Penalty on the Storm, and puck rolls in. Covered up by Pammy Floor. It started well. I mean, they were getting really good position. A lot of room to maneuver, but it comes to an end quickly.
Yeah, it'll be 4-on-4 here now for the rest of the period and a little bit more. It's one of those situations where you just mishandle a puck and creates a turnover. But you're right, Chad. They were moving the puck nicely and getting some good opportunities. Yurkowski whiffed a little bit. She was going to go back to the other side to Garam. But so here we go, 4-on-4, yeah, on open ice.
4-on-4. There's the faceoff. Puck cleared by the Storm. Back into the Hurricane zone. Chasing it down will be Hayward, and Savannah Harris moves it to the far side boards. 20 seconds to go in the period. Puck in behind the cage. Harris trying to grab it for the Hurricanes. Storm trying to keep the pressure on. Maybe get one more opportunity here in the period. Puck is back to the point. Kept in by Ava Rohde. Puck along the boards and now chip back to center. Puck will be played by the Storm back at their own blue line with 4 seconds in the period. And that will do it, as skating it out will be Garam. And we will head to the second intermission in a one-goal game. 1-1 Storm and the Hayward Hurricanes. We'll come back, take a look at that second period. Everything on the line, 17 more minutes of hockey. 1-1 game, Storm and the Hurricanes. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here in Menominee, Chad Holmgren, BJ Brandt. Second intermission, 1-1, Storm and the Hayward Hurricanes scoring in that period. Storm got on the board at 6:52, Jaden Yurkowski with the goal, Gabby Heiser and Taylor Friedel with the assist, and the Storm had a 1-0 lead, and for much of the first 10 minutes of the period, Storm dominated the play, but then Hayward had back-to-back power plays. After the Storm killed off one, the second power play did not take long for the Hurricanes to equalize. A shot from Savannah Harris, getting the glove on it was Cammy Floor, but the rebound was right in front, and Reese Duncan able to score to even it up at 1-1, 14:46, the time of that goal. 24 shots on net for Central Wisconsin. McKenna Hutchinson has 23 saves, 12 shots on net for the Hurricanes, and 11 saves for Cammy Floor. And Coach B.J. Brandt and... In that period, the Storm, I mean, they dominated for about 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, it just felt like one little push for Hayward kind of changed the whole feel of that period.
Yeah, I think they were great the first 10 minutes. I mean, they were keeping the puck in the offensive zone, getting the quality scoring chances, got to the rebound there. And Jaden obviously had that shot from where you want Jaden shooting the puck from. And they just got to get back to that. And I think, you know, the penalty threw them off a little bit because – you know, Sophie's one of their penalty killers, and then she's in the box. And then Jaden's one of their big-time penalty killers, and she's in the box. So you look at – you run into to issues when you have people that normally do the killing are in the box. And, you know, I didn't – like I said, I didn't see the play, but obviously it was a rebound goal there. I think for the Storm, they just got to come out and play this 4-on-4, get through the 30 seconds of power play here, and go back to what they were doing and just keep shooting the puck and get the rebounds. And just, again – three can't have time and space. You can't let that. She is too dynamic of a player to have time and space because she'll make people better around her as she moves the puck as the game goes on.
And it was a shame that you finally get a power play and it ends so quickly, because the way that Hayward was going up against that power play, boy, there was a lot of room to maneuver. What was your thought on that? Because you could see the Storm players getting basically to the bottom of the faceoff circles. It felt like they're going to get some really good chances if they do get power plays.
Yeah, I think, you know, they were in a passive box, so you can move the puck around pretty well there. And we mishandled it one time and then created a transition and then had a little too much stick work there to, you know, cause a hooking penalty. But the Storm, if they do get on the power play again, they're going to have lots of opportunities below the top of the circles. I think the big thing for them is they have to press to the middle of the rink. They can't be content with shots outside the dots unless there's net front presence. If we're shooting the puck outside the dots, Hutchinson's going to see it. She's going to flag it down and get a faceoff. But you've got to make sure that when you're shooting the puck, especially now, get inside the dots or there's got to be a lot of net front traffic.
You've been in situations like this quite a number of times over the years. You get to this point of a game, and it really does not come down often to talent. It doesn't have really come down to a lot of different areas. Often it comes up to a bounce, just digging in front of the net. Often it's not the pretty goals at this point of the game or this part of a playoff game that ultimately wins it.
No, it's about puck management. It's the same thing I told our guys last night in the third period. It's about puck management. The puck's got to get out of your defensive zone, break the blue line. The puck's got to get in the offensive zone. It's a little different here because Storm got to be a little more offensive. You just got to make secure, strong plays with the puck. And I think the confidence is what they're going to need. And it doesn't have to be pretty, Chad. Like, it's going to be a block shot. It's going to be, you know, pushing a puck and getting a rebound. It's going to be something that is, you know, the average fan isn't going to go ooh and ah. It's going to be a simple play that turns into a goal for the Storm.
And I guess finally you got to keep an eye on Reese Sheehan.
Yeah, I mean, you saw him. They were flying the zone. Like, she knows how to get lost because sometimes the best players know how to get lost and then found at the right moments. And the Storm defensemen have to make sure that they keep their forwards in front of them and make sure that they're keeping an eye on it because she's too dynamic to give too much time and space.
We're going to take a timeout, and then I see the teams are about ready to come back out, and we'll start the third period. Central Wisconsin 1, Hayward 1. Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West. And back here in Menominee, where we are about ready to start period number three, the Central Wisconsin Storm and the Hayward Hurricanes 1-1. Good crowd on hand. It's always, I tell you, I for me, sectionals are the most fun. I don't know if they're most fun for you guys, but I think sectionals are the most exciting because you always have a packed house. You always have that energy, and you just then have both the thrill of knowing you're going to state and then the agony of the season coming up short, just short of state, sectionals are very, very special.
Sectionals are fantastic. You just get so many people in an arena. There's such a big reward on the backside of a sectional final. And it's just, you know, you're right. You get to the state tournament, it's a little bit of relief, right?
Right.
And when you get to the state tournament, I mean, it's a little different now at the new venue where the crowds are a little tighter. It's a little smaller, little different environment than when we were at Alliant. But certainly these sectional finals are just super exciting, a lot of pressure. You know, you can almost feel the pressure in the building right now. And you just, whoever handles the pressure the best is going to be able to relax and get pucks on net and try to make sure that you get the extra goal.
What do you think about the 56 seconds here of 4-on-4? I mean, the team's had a chance to actually think about this. What do you say here about maybe taking a chance here of 4-on-4?
Well, I think part of it is the matchups. You got to make sure you have a good matchup here because Sheehan, with this extra space on the ice, can get loose, and you want to make sure you keep her in check. So it'll be all about matchups. But that's the same thing for us. There's more space for our girls to maneuver and find scoring areas too. But yeah, this is 56 seconds. Get through these two penalties, and then hopefully go back to work.
So 1-1, Storm will go from left to right in front of our broadcast position here in period number 3. Glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and the Civic Media app. With a win, the Storm would play on Thursday night, and we'd have that game for you. Scheduled, I think, for a 7:30 start, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll have more on that in the postgame as we hope to have to talk about that. And, of course, we'll have the Wausau West hockey team Friday in the state semifinal as well. So 4-on-4 hockey for just under a minute, and there's the faceoff, and we are underway in period number 3. Puck at neutral, played by Ava Rohde, behind her own blue line, moves it left-hand side to Garam. Michaela Garam into the zone. Garam in the left-hand corner. Garam still with it, moves it behind the cage. Puck is deflected, taken away by Zandra Land, the defenseman for Hayward. Moves on the right-hand side, turned over, captain, trying to work her way in. Counter! Fires it wide of the far side pipe. Puck is chipped out of trouble by the Hurricanes, trying to chase it down deep in her own zone is Taylor Friedel. Friedel fighting for it behind the cage, but taken away by the other Sheehan, that's Harper Sheehan, moves it back to the right point, and now stick handling at neutral is Savannah Harris. Harris will grab it and just dump it in deep. 10 seconds on the 4-on-4, and then a half a minute of power play time for the Hurricanes. Back through center, oh, then poke checked away from Yurkowski. Puck is still fought for along the far side boards at neutral ice. And now the 30-second power play begins for Hayward. Reese Sheehan back on the ice. Sheehan over the red line. Into the zone. Poked away. Good stick work by Ava Rohde for the Storm. And now back is Reese Sheehan. Left faceoff circle. Now into the left corner. Sheehan along the boards. Sheehan left faceoff circle. Fires it. Blocking it. Getting in front of it was Jaden Yurkowski. Now move to the right-hand side. Sheehan. Now back, upper slot, shot goes high and wide of the cage from Zandra Land. Puck in the right corner, and now the penalty comes to an end. 5-on-5, but still in the offensive zone are the Hurricanes. Puck in the deep left corner. Hard work by Ava Rohde fighting for the puck. His move to the far side corner, chased down by Central Wisconsin and Taylor Friedel. Puck is rolled back into the Hayward end of the rink. Taken by Olivia Webster behind her own cage. Moves it on the left-hand side. Puck is to the right point. Puck is battled for near the Hayward bench. Now Reese Sheehan comes back to play the puck, and the puck back to center. Back over the boards is Savannah Harris, and she'll pick up the puck. Harris back up ice. Harris, oh, she is knocked down, but no arms go up. Puck is battled for below the goal line in the Central Wisconsin zone. Now the Storm will pick it up. Garam, pass goes off the leg of Madeline Kelter. Picked up by Friedel. Friedel gets it ahead. Emma Brandt will dump it into the right wing corner. Long stretch of hockey here to begin the third period. Puck whipped along to the far side boards. Trying to grab it is Heiser. Puck comes between the circles, but the Hurricanes will get it back up to center. Now coming in is Yurkowski trying to steal it away, but not able to do so. Puck is grabbed now by Ava Rohde at neutral, but she had a whiff on the pass attempt. And the puck grabbed by Colby Sprenger. Sprenger will just roll it in deep. Goes in behind Cammy Floor to the near side corner. Reese Duncan will get there first for the Hurricanes. Moves it to the right-hand side. Michaela Beagle, but could not handle it. And the puck will go all the way back into the Hayward zone. 3 minutes straight of hockey here to start off the third period. Still 1-1, 14 minutes to go. Some pressure being put on by the Storm. It's trying to grab it is Central Wisconsin. Behind the cage, back and forth go the Hurricanes. And now Hayward finally will just clear it all the way down ice. And there'll be an icing coming up on Hayward. 13:46 to go in the...
Yeah, you saw, Chad. They were able to kill the penalty, play the 4-on-4, kill the penalty, and now hopefully they can get their lines back together and start working the puck in the offensive zone.
And those long stretches, does things change? Is there more liable for mistakes in that sense?
No, I think you get back into a rhythm of what you were when you were 5-on-5.
So there's the faceoff. Puck banged along the near side boards by the Hurricanes, and they get it back up to center ice. Reese Sheehan stick handles at her own blue line. Sheehan up the left-hand side over the red line. Now Sheehan into the offensive zone. Rolls it in deep. Madeline Kelter there first for the Storm. Puck to the far side boards. Ava Whitmore. Whitmore fighting against Reese Sheehan. Oh, turned over. Puck between the circles and poke checked away. Good stick work by Ava Rohde. Take away a possible opportunity. Again, active sticks right now for the Hurricanes. And finally, Mara Meverden gets it out of the zone. Chasing it down back at her own end is Cynthia Hart now for the Hurricanes. Back at her own goal line. Puck bounced off the near side boards, now deflected to the far side. Trying to keep it in is Central Wisconsin and Yurkowski, but unable to do so. Puck is still fought for at neutral. Now grabbed by the Hurricanes. With it is Gajewski, and she'll dump it in deep for Hayward. Chased down now by Taylor Friedel, moves it left-hand side. Central Wisconsin will break it from their own zone. Up to center. Now with it is Berigi. Berigi over the blue line. Berigi had it deflected to the far side boards. Malia Berigi will dump it in behind the Hayward cage. Storm in the midst of a partial line change. Puck back to the point. Nice job by Friedel. Kept it in for a moment. And now bang back to center by Hayward. 12.5 minutes to go in regulation. 1-1 game. Puck back to the blue line of the Central Wisconsin zone. Picked up now by Boleyn. Sophie Boleyn will backhand it in deep. Goes in behind the cage of McKenna Hutchison. There has not been a shot on net in this period yet for either side. Nearly 5 minutes in. Puck along the near side boards. Bang back to the point. Kept in by Central Wisconsin and Michaela Garam. Rolled to the left corner. Fighting for it is Gabby Heiser for the Storm, but taken back by Hudson. By Hayward. Puck off the near side boards. Back up the center ice, and puck will be rolled in deep by the Hurricanes. More than 5 minutes in with no shots.
You can see they're all a little bit nervous with their puck touches right now. They want to. Everybody's kept it to the outside. Turnover.
Knocked away. Jaden Yurkowski, right faceoff circle, whiffs twice on the pass attempt, and the puck taken away by Zandra Land. Land moves it ahead. Back to center ice, Reese Duncan. Duncan over the red line. Duncan will now try to dump it in, unable to do so. Knocked away by the Storm. Puck right below us in front of the Central Wisconsin bench. Puck is still battle for it. Grabbed now by the Hurricanes. Poked away. Now with his Gabby Heiser. Heiser trying to chase it down. Right faceoff circle. Heiser in the right corner. Heiser back to the point. Ava Rohde. Rohde moves it left. There's Boleyn. Boleyn moves it towards the left faceoff circle. Back to Boleyn at the point. Boleyn back on the left-hand side. Faceoff circle. There's a shot. And a stop is made. Ripping it was Madeline Kelter for the Storm. But Hutchison makes the stop. It took 5 minutes and 58 seconds, but finally a shot on net. 11:02 to go, 1-1 game.
Nice puck movement by the Storm there. Good patience by Sophie and Madeline to find a way to get that. I think the Storm is going to find those scoring opportunities at that high seam level and come off the wall and shoot.
Offensive zone draw, won by Hayward. Offensive zone draw for the Storm. Pinching in is Kelter. Now back to the point, kept in by Ava Rohde. Rohde fires it into the left corner. Played off the far side boards, back to center ice by the Hurricanes. Played by Rohde at her own blue line. Ava Rohde off the near side boards. Taken back by the Hurricanes. Fight for the puck. Reese Sheehan into the zone. Good body work by Madeline Kelter. And the puck taken away by Ava Rohde. Rohde behind the net. Rohde stick handles. Moves it on the left-hand side. Back on the right-hand side. Storm in the midst of a line change. Nobody there for Central Wisconsin. Rohde will play it again near her own blue line. Makes a nice little move. Rohde back through center over the red line and rolls it in deep. Puck in behind the cage of McKenna Hutchison. Fed in front, but not looking for it. It's going away from the play for Central Wisconsin was Berigi. Puck back to center. Now Central Wisconsin, Taylor Friedel. Friedel along the far side boards. Puck knocked away. Puck is deflected. Still in play. Whipped along the boards now by the Hurricanes. From the point, Garam. Puck bouncing around near the right faceoff circle. Deflects off the near side boards. Now kept in by the Storm. Fed in between the circles by Heiser, deflected back to center. Heiser now will bring it back into the zone, right-hand side. Heiser along the near side boards. Gets double teamed. Still right against the boards is Gabby Heiser. And now a third Hurricane comes to right at the blue line by your cuffs, but now deflects back to center. Another long stretch of hockey. Gearham gives it to Heiser. Heiser into the zone. Heiser, left faceoff circle, towards Yurkowski, stolen away. Puck back to center. Puck is battled for. Emma Brandt will chop it back to the Hayward blue line. Puck is back off the near side boards to the central Wisconsin blue line. Storm, left-hand side. Taylor Friedel. Friedel passes ahead. Deflected over the blue line by Yurkowski. Bang back out of the zone again by the Hurricanes. 9 minutes even to go in a very quick-moving third period. 1-1 game. Behind the net of her own zone is Taylor Friedel for the Storm. Deflected back to center by Central Wisconsin. Long shift here for this group for Central Wisconsin. Puck knocked away at the red line by Gabby Heiser. Heiser off the far side boards, and now the Storm will finally make a line change, at least partially. Still out there is Heiser, but now the other way comes Hayward. Not able to get it into the zone was Savannah Harris, and now a whistle and a penalty coming up on Central Wisconsin.
Yeah, it just looked like some body contact at the blue line there. It's going to be a power play here for Hayward. It's probably the biggest kill they've had of the season so far.
Let me ask you, because Heiser was on the ice for a very long time. Does maybe mistakes like that happen when you're out there for a very long time? That's a long shift.
She's an experienced player. I think there was a long shift for them. It's about puck management, though. They just have to manage the puck and make sure they're making solid body contact plays that allow them to possess the puck.
Critical power play here to say the least now for Hayward. Oh, puck knocked away at the blue line. Madeline Kelter fighting for it. Kelter still fighting for it. Now grabbing it is Ava Whitmore, and she'll backhand it all the way down ice. Reese Sheehan behind her own cage, and now here comes the very dangerous Sheehan through center ice. Crossing the red line. Oh, get pressured by Kelter. Kelter's been all over a lot here tonight, but now into the zone. Sheehan, pass to the right-hand side. Off the far side boards, Abby Elliott. Elliott in the right corner, back to Sheehan. Sheehan gets pressured again, and now loses the puck, but there to grab it is Elliott. Elliott moves it behind the cage. Now moved along the near side boards. Right up against the boards is Shu. Shu rolls it down low, behind the cage, Elliott. Elliott, right-hand side, right face-off circle. There's a shot, locked in front, picked up by the Storm. Here comes Central Wisconsin to Kelter. Kelter got bumped and does get it into the Hayward zone. Picked up now by the Hurricanes and Zandra Land. 1 minute to go in the penalty. Land through center. Land into the offensive zone. Land will fire it and a glove hand save. And that was targeted just inside the far side pipe. And a good stop made by Cammy Floor.
That's a good whistle right there. You could sense a little bit of chaos from both teams right there. Cammy, good save on that shot. Storm can settle it down, recover, and hopefully clear the puck two more times and kill this penalty.
And it feels like Central Wisconsin is looking for opportunities to go the other way as well.
They are. They're looking to be offensive, and I think you have to. We're dynamic enough up front. If you can push it to space, I tell our guys, chip it to space, win the race, and all of a sudden you can change the dynamics of a game real quick.
52 seconds on the power play, 7:27 to go, third period, 1-1 game. Win on the draw, Harper Sheehan. Upper slot. Oh, pressure again. Nice job there by Boleyn. Able to really put the heat on. Is trying to set up a shot was Colby Springer, and then cleared all the way down ice by Boleyn. 38 seconds on the power play. Trying to break their own zone is Hayward. Not a good outlet pass, but not able to handle it was Friedel. Friedel trying to chase it down deep in her own zone. Still a fight for that puck. Now coming in front, and cleared aside by the Storm and Ava Rohde to the near side boards. Below the goal line, left-hand side. Trying to grab it is Lizzie Penskover for the Hurricanes. Now move to the right-hand side. Back to the point, and not keeping it in was Colby Springer. Puck back to center. Springer will now just roll it over the blue line, but picked up and cleared all the way down ice, and that should just about do it on this power play. Good job. Big kill for the Storm. Now setting up deep in their own zone as the penalty ends is Hayward. 6.5 minutes to go, 1-1. Turnover, picked up. Malin Kelter whiffs on the shot attempt. And then a whiff on the clear attempt by Hayward. Right now, again, that puck is just squirting off the blade for both these teams as an icing is called with 6:20 to go. Offensive zone faceoff for the Storm in this 1-1 game.
That was a fun penalty kill, Chad. They did a great job. They're putting some pressure on him. I mean, you saw when the Storm put pressure on Hayward, they turned the puck over. And you can sense a little bit of nerves, right? Kelter whiffs on that shot. They whiff on the clear. The team that can relax the most and go back to what they've done all year long will find a way to be successful here.
One shot for the Storm, one shot for the Hurricanes in the third period, more than 10 minutes in. Puck is cleared back to center. Now here comes Hayward. Left-hand side, Webster. Webster has it knocked away. Friedel putting the heat on. Puck in behind the cage. Webster and Friedel digging at it. Now dug out by the Hurricanes. Back to the point, but not able to keep it in with Zandra Land. Land moves it right. Resetting now at neutral is Hayward. Puck is now back into the Storm zone, but taken away by Friedel. Friedel gets it back to center ice. Puck is picked up by Central Wisconsin. Stick knocked out of the hands of Ava Whitmore. Whitmore does pick up the stick and gets the puck. Now with his Berigi. Berigi over the blue line. Puck is knocked away and cleared all the way down ice by Hayward. And another icing on the Hurricanes. 5:37 to go in the third. 1-1 game. I know that you shouldn't think this way, but Hayward's had many more opportunities with the power play.
You would think. Yeah, you'd like to hope at some point Storm gets a power play here, but you know what they have to do? They got to create a penalty.
That's
because
true.
They've got to get to the puck to the middle of the rink and get to some tough areas, and hopefully these lines can do that, get a couple shifts back-to-back here.
And need a face-off win in the offensive zone right now. Jaden Yurkovsky fighting for the puck. Picked up by the Hurricanes, back to the point, and kept in. There's a shot for the point and a save. That was a nice job by Boleen. Number one, keeping the puck in and then getting a shot on net.
Yeah, she was able to keep it in and then find a way to get it on net. Rebounds are the name of the game. You got to find a way to create one.
So 26 shots now for the Storm, 13 for the Hurricanes. 2-1 in the third period, 5:35 to go. Faceoff won by Central Wisconsin. Holding it. There's a fire. It goes wide of the cage as Sophie Boleen was targeting the near side pipe. In the right corner, fighting for it is Ava Rohde, moves it down low, right behind the cage. Fed in front of him, not able to get it to Yurkovsky where the Storm, and the puck taken away by the Hurricanes. Puck is rolled back into the Central Wisconsin zone. Chasing it down is Sophie Boleen, moved off the near side glass. Puck is still battled for it. Chased down, grabbing it now is Jaden Yurkovsky. Moves it to the far side board. Storm need to get it out of their own zone. Still, the Storm have it. And now 5 minutes to go. It's through center ice. It's Sophie Boleen. Boleen into the zone, left-hand side. Boleen comes between the circles. Back in a shot. Save is made. Little bit of a late reaction by Hutchison, but fights it off. And now the puck not able to be kept in by the Storm. Rolls back into the Central Wisconsin zone. Chasing it down is Ava Rohde. Rohde will now bring it up ice. Pass ahead. Does not connect with Isabel Yonke, but does get into the Hayward zone. Chasing it down is Zandra Land. Whips along the boards, back up towards center. Puck is battle for it neutral, and now here come the Hurricanes. Left-hand side, Webster. Webster left corner. Pass is knocked away by Isabel Yonke, and now a penalty coming up again on Central Wisconsin.
I don't agree with that call, Chad. That is two players fighting for the same ice, and Kelter was able to get the space. And the other girl just happened to fall here.
So another power play chance for the Hurricanes. 4:23 to go in regulation. 1-1 game. Face off left of Cammie Floor. Well, the Storm killed off one power play in the third period. Actually, two if you count the short one. And now the clear back to center ice. In the box, Madeline Kelter now turned over, and another penalty is going to be called on Jaden Yurkovsky as she tried to take the puck away from Rishi. And I don't think you saw that because it was up against the near side.
I did not see it. But again, it just looked like two people are fighting for the same ice. I couldn't see that.
I thought the same thing.
To me, there was a little bit of interference on Jaden to go get to her lane. But you know what? Big moment here. This is where you got to rely on your best players to play their best.
4:14 to go in regulation. 1 minute and 52 seconds of 1:52 of 5-on-3 penalty time. What do you think here? I mean, do you do?
You just protect the middle of the rink. You know they're going to get shots on goal, and you got to find ways to keep them to the outside.
Here's the faceoff in the offensive zone for the Hurricanes. Ree Sheehan will chase it down behind the cage. Sheehan back to the point. With it is Lamb. Land, stick handles, Land, right face-off circle, off the board, Sheehan. Sheehan, still stick handles, back to Land at the blue line. Land holds it, moves it down low, left-hand side. Oh, a little pressure is Bailey Shue, right up against the boards. Shue fumbled it, still fighting for it is Garam, but now picked up again by the Hurricanes. Back over to Reese Sheehan. Sheehan, passes deflected, good stick work there by Gabby Heiser. Puck behind the cage. played there by Abby Elliott. Elliott moves it near side. Shu. Shu back to the left point. With it is Land. Land moves it right hand side. She had a shot and hit the pipe. I think a piece of it from Cammy, but then the pipe. Now upper slot, a shot blocked in front, and the Storm will clear it. Ava Rohde clears it, 57 seconds on the 5-on-3. Chased down by Zandra Land. Land through center. Land into the zone. Land right faceoff circle. Land a shot and a save, and held onto by Cammy Floor. 46 seconds on the 5-on-3. 3:08 to go in the third, 1-1 game.
Yeah, that was a great save by Floor. Great shot block by Ava Rohde to clear that puck, too. That killed off 20 seconds right there. Looks like we're going to get a timeout. Hayward.
Hayward will call timeout. So with 3:08 to go in regulation, 55 seconds to go on the 5-on-3 power play in a 1-1 game. And this reminds me actually a little bit of last year in the sectional final when the Storm had a 5-on-3 power play against Superior in overtime, and it came within a couple of ticks of the clock where the feeling was if you kill it off, then you get the momentum. The Storm are able to score in the final moments. If the Storm can kill this off, then all of a sudden, late into the third period, you have to feel like you're going to get a jolt of adrenaline, won't you?
Yeah, there's got to be a ton of, like, right now they're doing a great job of taking away passing lanes or keeping everybody to the outside. I think You kill this penalty, you got to feel good about yourself because they have played well outside of this little moment here where they're killing this 5-on-3 or basically 2 minutes. There was 8 seconds after the first penalty. We took another one. But, yeah, the Storm are doing a great job. They kill this off. There's got to be some a positive energy on that bench.
Obviously, the Hurricanes want to make sure that Reese Sheehan and the rest of their top power play unit is rested. But for the Central Wisconsin Storm, it's probably the same thing where in this situation, you definitely want your best penalty killers out there rested as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly why they took the timeout because it was, you know, almost 2 minutes of minute of power play time. They're tired. Storm at the same time rest their girls. They go with Rohde, Heiser, and Boleen out there. Some really experienced players for them.
Face-off win will go a long way right now. 1-1, 3:08 to go, third period. Still 5-on-3 for another 46 seconds. Reese Sheehan, Gabby Heiser. Sheehan wins the draw. At the right point, Land. Land moves it near face-off circle. Back to Land, upper slot. Land will fire it. Save is made. Rebound cleared, and grabbing is Heiser. Heiser through center ice. Heiser over the red line. Heiser to the blue line, poked away. 30 seconds on the 5-on-3. Back up ice quickly comes the Hurricanes, and trying to work around the defenseman was Olivia Webster. Lost it, rolls in softly, covered up by Cammy Floor.
Just a nice defensive play there. They created it. They collapse back to the net front to clear the rebound. That's what you're going to have to do. Got to collapse.
25 seconds to go. One more clear could do it as face-off, near face-off circle. Win again by Hayward. Boy, they have had a pretty good job so far today winning face-offs. Puck below the goal line, in behind the cage. Going over is Olivia Webster. Webster in the right corner. Webster back to Sheehan. Sheehan rolls it down low. At the goal line, right-hand side, Elliott. Back to Sheehan. 7 seconds on the 5-on-3. There's a shot. Save goes off the mitt of the goalie and then cleared by Heiser. And that will do it. Now 8 seconds on the 5-on-4. 2:20 to go in the game. The final seconds ticking off. And we are back in a moment. And now it's 5-on-5. Puck at neutral ice. Knocked away by Ava Whitmore. Whitmore fighting Sheehan. Now Sheehan has it. Sheehan gets it ahead. Into the zone. With it is Webster. Webster, right-hand side. Below the goal line. Now moves it to the near side corner with 2 minutes to go in regulation. Picked up by the Storm. Back through center ice. Mara Meverden trying to grab it. Puck is battled for in front of the penalty box area. Puck comes loose. Ava Rohde right below me still fighting for it. Still a big scrum for the puck. Mara Meverden will dig it out for Central Wisconsin, rolls it into the Hayward zone. 1:40 to go in the third, 1-1 game. Puck moved to the near side, now along the near side boards, pinching in Jaden Yurkowski. Yurkowski keeping it in deep. Yurkowski in the deep right corner. Puck below the goal line. Yurkowski still fighting for it. Down to 1:25 to go. Still a battle below the goal line, right-hand side. Comes loose. Yurkowski trying to get there on the near side boards. Puck loose in the right faceoff circle. Heiser! Heiser, a shot! Save is made! Puck is still loose! And deflected to the left-hand side. Big save by Hutchison for Hayward. Puck whipped along the boards to the point. Capped in by Taylor Friedel. Friedel still fighting for it. Right in front of the Hayward bench, and now back to center ice. 1 minute to go in regulation. Puck off the near side boards. Playing it is Heiser. Now still battle for. Picked up now by the Hurricanes. With it is Savannah Harris. Harris into the zone. Harris almost squeezed between two defenders. Lost the puck. And now a penalty coming up. A penalty coming up on the Hurricanes with 39.5 seconds to go in the third.
Well, I'll say this, Chad. They've been consistent. That was just two players fighting for the same ice. One fell down, and it happened to be this time the Storm's going to get the power play. So we got 39.5 seconds left here. Storm going on the power play. You got to have a good feeling about it. Timeout, Storm.
Let me say this, and I don't want to be critical, but the fact that you have some of these plays where in this intensity, sometimes you got to give them a little more, don't you?
Well, I think sometimes what you get in playoffs, Chad, is you get when they assign officials. Some of these officials don't ref girls' games that often. And when you get that, sometimes there's some inconsistencies about what body checking is, what body contact is, what fighting for lanes is. I don't know that that's the case with these
because
it's been consistent.
And I'm going to say this as well. I mean, much of this game, there were not very many penalties. I thought these guys have done a really nice job. It's just very close calls. And I'm not saying that any of those calls, you could not make the call. I think it's a very tough job. And I think it's, I think these three officials have done a very good job here today.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, but it was consistent. That's
yeah,
a, as
yeah.
a coach,
yeah.
That's what you look for. Like, so when you go to your plays and say, this is the standard of play, this is what's going to be accepted, this what isn't. Well, both those plays where we were fighting for the puck and got a penalty, and they were fighting for the puck and got a penalty, they've been consistent with it, which now you've got an opportunity here, Chad. You've got 38, 39.5 seconds to hopefully move the puck around and find a way to get one past Hutchison.
Heiser out there. Jaden Yurkowski out there. Sophie Boline. Ava Rohde and Michaela Garam. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for Central Wisconsin. 39.5 seconds to go. Faceoff in the far circle to the right of the goaltender Hutchison. There's the draw. One by Central Wisconsin. Back to the point. With it is Boline. Boline left faceoff circle. Heiser. Heiser plays in front. Not able to get a shot off as Yurkowski. Puck whipped along the boards on the right-hand side. Captained by Ava Rohde. Puck rolled in below the goal line, right-hand side. 25 seconds. Now the puck moved left faceoff circle. Shot, Garam blocked. Upper slot. Oh, and then a diving check to get the puck to the blue line by Reese Sheehan. Down to 15 seconds. Puck back to the point, now back to center ice. Storm have to reset. 10 seconds to go. Left-hand side trying to get into the zone. There's a shot and a left pad save. Boline ripped it from near the far boards. Another shot thrown in front, and that will do it for regulation. I was surprised a little bit by Boline's shot. I think Hutchison may have been a little surprised. That was a terrific shot and turned into a pretty good left pad save.
Yeah, we had some good chances there. I think what the Storm's going to have to do is work this from underneath because you've got a dangerous player like Hutchison, you know, up top. You got to make sure that you work this puck down low. We got a three-minute break here. They flip ends like a second period. It'll be 5-on-5 for 8 minutes.
We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back with overtime. 1-1 Central Wisconsin Storm and the Hayward Hurricanes. This is Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
Start of overtime, Central Wisconsin Storm and Hayward 1-1, trip to the state tournament on the line. Storm will have a minute 21 of power play time remaining. And again, we have not seen a full power play here for the Storm all night, but they've had, in the short amount of time, some opportunities.
Yeah, they've been able to get the puck on net. Now it's a matter of, can you get traffic in front to beat her on the shot? Can you get enough people there to bang in the rebound? I mean, those are the things that matter right now. It starts with this opening faceoff. You got to get in and get it set up, and then hopefully make 2-3 passes and attack.
So now, overtime. I mean, you've been here in sectionals where overtime for a trip to the state tournament. I mean, it doesn't get more intense than this, does it?
No, this is a fantastic. I love this about high school sports. These kids in this moment, take a deep breath and enjoy it.
29-16, shots edge for Central Wisconsin. Storm going from right to left here in overtime number one. Need to get the clock correct. It needs to be 8 minutes of overtime play. And again, it's 8 minutes of 5-on-5, 17 minutes of 5-on-5, then 17 minutes of 4-on-4.
No,
oh.
It goes to 8-5-on-8-4-on-4.
Oh, 8-4.
Sorry, 8-4-on-4, then 8-3-on-3.
Too complicated for me.
I agree.
There's the faceoff. Reese Sheehan, stick handling, trying to take some seconds off this penalty kill, then turns, fires, and clears it all the way down ice. Trying to get there first is Sophie Boleen. She'll do so for the Storm. Down to a minute 5 on the power play. Boleen through center ice. Boleen over the blue line. Boleen left faceoff circle. Boleen below the goal line. Boleen behind the cage. Moves it right-hand side. With it is Yurkowski. Back to Boleen. Now at the right point. Moves it near side. Ava Rohde. Rohde stick handles. Moves it left corner. Michaela Garam. Garam back to the point. Rohde. Rohde moves it right-hand side. Boleen. Boleen back to Ava Rohde. Rohde moves it down low. Garam, oh, it got a piece, I think, of the pipe as it was very tough angle trying to, I think, pass it. I heard a ping, but now right-hand side. Shot, save made. Rebound off the near side boards. That was Yurkowski. Now Garam hands it back to Rohde. Down to 25 seconds on the power play. Upper slot. Boleen fires it. Deflected. Rebound. Cleared. Goal! Heiser on the rebound, and the Storm with a power play goal. 1:02 into the fourth period, win it by a score of 2-1, and they will celebrate on the far side. A rebound and a good power play there for the Storm. I think we're not surprised it ended that way, right?
Absolutely not, Chad. That was about as good as a goal as you could get. Hard work and goal created some chaos, and Gabby Heiser found a way to do what she does best and score goals.
That puck was so in such a juicy spot for a moment. Then it looked like, oh, not going to take advantage. But then Heiser just kept going at it and finally got it past.
Yeah, I mean, it was just hard working goal. Just fantastic for these Storm girls to get an opportunity to go back to the state tournament.
Well, when you look at it, obviously, I mean, it shows how hard it is. You found out how hard it is. These girls found out how hard it is. And now we got a perfect week next week.
Yeah, you know, this. I'm really excited for these girls because this is probably harder than they wanted it to be. But at the same time, there's things in life that are worth it because it's this difficult. And for them to get this opportunity again is just going to be really exciting for these girls and these schools to go down and hopefully enjoy cheering on their classmates.
I feel bad, but I have to get moving. I got about an hour 4, actually about 54 minutes to get to Chippewa Falls McDonald High School for high school girls basketball. But, again, 102 of the overtime. Gabby Heiser with the game-winning goal. Storm 2, Hayward 1. We expect that the Storm will play the second game on Thursday night. It'll be a 7:30 start, 7 something. We'll have a nice long pregame. I will bring a headphones for you if you want to come up on Thursday night. So
yeah, we'll see. I'm pretty sure I'll be there, and would love to be a part of it, Chad. These games are really fun for me. It keeps me calm and into the game, so I don't have to go dad mode. So it's really fun.
No, then I will bring those, and I know everybody wants you. But no, it's really fun because you do add a different perspective for my eyes. Number one, again, congratulations on you working next week, not only behind the bench, but working with us, and we'll look forward to a fantastic week of high school hockey in Middleton.
It'll be a great celebration of high school hockey, Chad. Looking forward to it.
2-1 in overtime, the Central Wisconsin Storm over Hayward. Again, I am heading to McDonald. We'll have Marathon Girls playoff basketball coming up in just about an hour at 6:50. Hopefully I'll be there and set up. And again, we'll have Storm hockey and Wausau West hockey starting next Thursday here on 98.9 WXCO. For BJ Brandt, I'm Chad Holmes. This has been Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Our health goals going. At Wiltopia, actually, I do weight loss consultations to create 3 months and 6 months plan, a comprehensive plan that helps people according to their health condition, according to the medications and supplements that they take, according to the gym that they go to. I create simple plans to help them maintain their weight and lose more weight. Because at the end of the day, I want you to lose weight, but I want you to preserve your muscle. I want you to go to the gym, but in your brain, in your mind, you think that I'm going to the gym to preserve my muscle mass, to keep my strength, but I'm not going to the gym to lose weight. Because resistance training and working in the gym, it doesn't make you lose weight, but it makes you keep your muscle mass, which is very important part of your health. So weight loss is not just weight loss. Weight loss is kind of equals my health, my happiness, my strength.
You know, Dr. Omar, we sometimes think, okay, I've had enough. It's a New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight. I go to the gym. I work out. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week. Not me, but people 3-4 times a week. And they don't change their eating habits or their sleeping habits, or they don't take supplements. And then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds. And then they become frustrated.
Yeah.
And they say, well, this is not going to happen. I can't. But as you stated, it's all of those things, things combined that change your mindset, along with all of those other things that you talked about that are going to be the determining factor of whether or not you lose the weight or not. Let's do this. So where to get compounding GLP-1? Does Omar offer consultation to help lose weight?
Until now, like pharmacies like Wiltopia, we still can offer the compounded version of GLP-1. It starts from $200, and we market up not too much to coast people. But that's for the coming 2 months. We still can offer it for the coming 2 months. And then I have also other plans that combines between compounds, supplements, of course, all the other things that we talked about. But it's not the end game. It has never been the end game at Wiltopia for weight loss. And that's why we have very strong support from the community for what we do, because we are here for the longer standing goal. So if you want to lose more weight and you don't need to be on GLP-1 agonist and you need more solutions, talk to us, schedule a consultation, and you will find solutions.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Early Ingram Show.
The Earl Ingram Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from... This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Badger basketball game over the weekend and also find out whether we still have a country. If we do, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Revel in the soul of New Orleans and the spirit of Mardi Gras with the latest Jazz at Lincoln Center Presents concert, celebrating the New Orleans Songbook. Led by acclaimed pianist Luther S. Allison and featuring the soulful vocals of Keanu Linnell and Milton Suggs, this concert celebrates the legendary composers and timeless songs that define the Crescent City. New Orleans Songbook, coming to the Grand Theater Wausau Friday, March 21st. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Microsoft Outlook is back up and running after it went down this afternoon, leaving millions of users unable to access their email.
When Microsoft has a problem, we all feel it.
CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
It could be everything from someone tripped over a power cord in the wrong place to a potential hack. And that's part of the frustration around these times, is that you don't know whether or not this is just something that's going to return to normal or if it's going to become a bigger thing.
The outage lasted about half an hour. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Ukraine, where people are rallying behind President Zelensky after his tense exchange with President Trump and Vice President Vance in the Oval Office yesterday.
Of the many, many Ukrainians we've spoken to over the years, they have almost unanimously told us of the gratitude they have to the U.S. and to the American people. So for this relationship appearing to have broken down so powerfully,